Hey guys, I hope you're having a great Thursday. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 is, I believe, 40 verses long. So we're going to cut this into 2 days. Today we'll do verses 1 through 24. So when you get to go and reading today, just make a little line at the end of 24, or you can read the whole chapter twice today and tomorrow. So it's a long chapter, again, maybe a little PG-13. So you decide how you want to handle that with your children. It starts out with the topic of husbands and wives regarding sexual intimacy. And it might sound weird, but this is really good stuff. I think it's really good that he states some of this stuff. Let me read some of it to you. Now for the matters you wrote about. So they're obviously asking Paul, what do we do about this? He said, it's good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But since sexual immorality is occurring, each man should have sexual relations with his own wife and each woman with her own husband. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body but yields it to her husband. In the same way, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but yields it to his wife. Do not deprive each other, except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So here is Paul, and we'll talk about this more later, but it's a single guy. Paul's giving marital advice to couples, but that seems like it's pretty important things. It says that our bodies belong, we read in the last chapter that our body's a temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And so our bodies belong to God, and then our bodies belong to us, and then it says our bodies belong to us and our spouse. Now, granted, that's not a politically correct statement, but a lot of the Bible isn't. So let's pick the word over the world here, okay? So it is saying that this is what a healthy relationship looks like. It actually gives some good advice here about intimacy when it comes to withholding it, agreeing with each other for a time to focus on God through prayer. So in essence, this is essentially, I would coin it intimacy fasting, right? Not a whole lot of us are real excited about that, I don't think. I don't know if that's actually a term, but that's what it is. And so then Paul makes this strange comment that he wishes everybody was what he is. And what is that? Single. So some of you singles out there are like, yeah, all right, you preach it, Paul. He talks next about marital separation. He gives some interesting things to think about when it talks about being separated from a spouse. And people often ask me, is it a sin to be separated? And there are instances where for safety reasons or for reasons that are justifiable, that a couple for a time would need to be separated. If you have questions about that, I'd love to talk to you more about that. But this is not condoned. Separation is not condoned in the Bible. But he does address it, and he addresses it being for a time. And there are times where that is necessary in order for the couple to be able to get things healthy individually and come back together as a couple. Now, I want you to note, as we close this today of 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 24, Paul's audience here was mostly Gentiles, okay, non-Jews. So they were very familiar with Roman marriage laws and Roman marriage customs. And so Paul's words here are radical deviations from the Roman way of doing marriage. Because in Roman marriage, a husband could go out and be and show infidelity to his wife over and over again, and she couldn't divorce him. And so Paul's words reflect Jesus's words concerning the sanctity of marriage. So there's a lot more we could talk about with this, but we're up on time today. Read this, take some notes on this, and discuss it with another person and chew on God's word together. Have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow for the rest of 1 Corinthians chapter 7.